Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah! Oh, Friday, we were waiting for you for way too long. Thank you. Come on, come on, come on, Friday. Come on, give me a hug. Come on, get over here. Oh, there it is. Oh, so happy to be back. Back to my good old friend Friday. Too bad Thursday wasn't better. Give me that look. All right, would you rather? I got a would you rather question for you, Producer Mike. All right, you ready for this? Would you rather? Because okay. this is more of a fun Friday question. Be Pat Sajak or Vanna White?
Ooh, Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak? Yeah, I would too. He's a pretty funny guy. He's an underestimated funny dude. They don't give him credit. He's a great television. He's been there forever. Everyone loves Alex Trebek and Jeopardy, but they don't give Pat Sajak the same love. I don't know why.
Well, I thought Trebek lost a little bit of love with the Gangster's Paradise controversy this year.
No, I thought he lost it with me when he shaved that mustache. He was done. My love affair with Pat Sajak, with Trebek ended right then and there.
Whatever. Don't even remember his name anymore.
Yeah, and he's Canadian, so I'm done. Give me Pat Sajak any day.
So did you want to tell him what Sean Connery told him on Saturday Night Live?
No. All right. So we have what we do is a little fun Friday thing. So if there's something that you want to bring out that you haven't had a chance to talk about on the show, maybe you're out there a little lonely. You want to talk about stuffing hot dogs in pickles like they do in Texas, I guess. I don't know. It's the weird stuff. Whatever it is, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. The national attention that Josh Hawley's getting, the Missouri Attorney General speaking out on the grand jury indictment of Governor Eric Greitens, not giving too much specifics at this point, but was on Fox News earlier and was talking a little bit about it. And to the television audience, let me play some of this interview for you because, you know, I was like, you know, I guess it's okay. It's not, to me, the biggest thing in the world that he's going out, but I want you to play at home. And let's play with Producer Mike here. Every time you hear a political buzzword, which is just basic filler word that a politician says, like, for example, you've listened to enough post-game interviews from athletes, right? And they always say certain things. We're just taking it one game at a time. The stuff like that. That's like filler buzzword stuff that gets boring. You know, they say it over and over. Count how many political buzzwords Josh Hawley said in this interview on Fox News earlier today.
He says you're Mitch McConnell's guy and that you're just not a hometown Missouri guy. What do you say to that?
I'd say that that's a lot of hot air coming from somebody who's about to fly right over the state of Missouri in her private plane to do a Beverly Hills fundraiser with Barack Obama. You know, I'm proud of the fact, whatever Hillary and Senator McCaskill say about the middle part of this country, I'm proud to be from Missouri. I'm proud to be from a small town in Missouri. I'm proud to stand up for the middle class in our state and to speak for those who are suffering. I mean, the truth is we have a crisis, Martha, of the middle class in our country. We've got a crisis in the state of Missouri. Claire McCaskill has done nothing to help the workers in my state, to help families in my state. She has been with the elite in D.C. and Hollywood and Wall Street, and her actions show it.
I got 11. How many buzzwords did you count? I got 11 on that one. What did you get?
12.
12? I missed one? How many things can he fit into one? All right. Again, this is true in radio. It's true in television. It's true in politics, too. People can decipher the preconceived speech, and I got to throw out Hollywood elite. I need to throw out Barack Obama. I need to throw out this so many times in a speech to get the crowd going and make sure they know where I'm at. It's stale. It's boring. Come on. We need some, like, real conversations anymore. Yeah, I counted 12. That's a calculated speech. It's, you know, that's fun and good. The calculated speeches work. It's the formula people follow until Donald Trump came along and the calculated speech went out the window and everyone went crazy for someone that was real and had a conversation with them. It was the type of person that you actually sat down with on a Thanksgiving meal. You might not agree the things they said, but you knew they were going to say something that was a little outrageous and you didn't forget it. And for whatever reason, you still liked the guy. That was the Donald Trump in the election. And guess what happened? He won. He didn't have to give all these buzzwords out. What about his comments on Governor Greitens?
What about the, you know, suggestion that you need to distance yourself more from him and that you may have soft-pedaled, as some say, the early part of that investigation?
Well, look, I've soft-pedaled nothing. I take my responsibilities as Missouri's chief law enforcement officer very seriously. We do have an active investigation underway, as you allude to. This is bad for the state, Martha. There's no way around it. But look, Claire McCaskill is going to have no success in changing the subject to anything other than her atrocious record, which has abandoned the people of Missouri and the workers of Missouri.
Well, let me just ask you a quick question because I'm almost out of time. But have you subpoenaed the governor? I know you put out 15 subpoenas. Is he individually subpoenaed in that?
Wait.
Well, I better not say, Martha, exactly who we have subpoenaed other than to say this, that we will subpoena anyone and everyone who is relevant to this investigation, and we will not stop until we get all of the facts, and we will not be put off by any invocation of executive privilege or anything else. We will get the facts.
You know, he looked good. I mean, in the interview, clean shaven. He's got the suit and tie. And he's got the arch in the background, and everything looked official and nice. So there it was. But there was, this is not the part that people were talking about. It was the very last question that she was able to ask during this interview, which is this.
Do you think he should step down?
Do you think he should step down? That's the question that a lot of people here in Missouri are asking. So when you ask the attorney general, do you think the governor, who you're investigating, have investigated, should that person step down? What do you think he says?
Well, you know, look, I mean, I think it's where this is a tough situation for the state. I think the gravity of this is very, very plain. I don't want to say anything that would compromise in any way my investigation, which is ongoing, or the other law enforcement activities.
But hold on. None of that was relevant until this moment.
But the situation's very grave.
But the situation is very grave. When the attorney general, who you share a political affiliation with, they're both Republicans, says the situation is very grave, what does that tell you? You know, he's currently indicted, he's being looked at, and it looks like he's going to have his date, and it looks like they're probably going to let cameras in the courtroom. I haven't heard if they've ruled on that officially or not, because they had some media groups petition to say this really meets the criteria of what you would want, a high-profile case with a political official. People have a huge interest in this sort of thing. It would normally mean it doesn't get any bigger than this. Why wouldn't you allow cameras in there for something like this? It's going to be a jury, and they're going to be in May. They're doing the trial. So you got that. Plus, now they're looking at this whole different angle of using a nonprofit charity in a way to help fundraise for your political campaign. That is not good either. That's two separate things. And then you'd use on top of that, you have the Confide app, which people gave him a hard time for to begin with, too, when it came to these text messaging apps and deleting these text messages. How does that play into all of this? So you got a lot of this, you know, if you're Governor Greitens, you're juggling a lot of things that people are accusing you of right now. How many things can you juggle at one time? And when your attorney general comes out and says this.
But the situation's very grave.
The situation is very grave on national television on Fox News. Yikes. All right. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. What's probably worse is that fired FBI official Andrew McCabe is now soliciting online. That's pretty bad, too. We can take some of your calls. I'll check your text messages coming up on Overnight America, KMOX. Overnight America. Overnight America. Overnight America. Trying out some different ways of saying the show name. Still not as good as the original. Just like Dippin' Dots is not as good as original ice cream. Hey, Jerome, what's going on?
Overnight America!
All right, Jerome. It's almost the weekend. How you feeling?
Better. I had some issues today, but I'm better.
Okay. You sent a drawing in a little early. I thought, oh, maybe he was off of work or something.
Oh, no, I went in and did dirty work because I'm dedicated to you guys more than any of those.
Nice drawing, by the way. That's probably the closest you've ever gotten to any of our staff members.
That's what Magical Michael said, and I'm very glad that you gave me that compliment and that you did too. Well, I don't know. I just kind of was inspired. And that's one of the best female drawings I've ever did. Usually I draw females in that way, do the actual way, you know, not very good at all.
Yeah. So what was the inspiration behind giving her a staff and shield like she was going to go out and battle?
Well, I like staff. Okay. And I was trying to draw her legs and stuff, and I thought it was looking too like I was being a weirdo. So I'm like, well, how can I hide her butt? So I did it with a pair of skirts, a skirt.
Okay, so you were trying not to be creepy, so instead you decided to draw some accessories there to avoid being creepy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's logical. I get that. Yeah. It was not creepy up until you just said it, and then you made it creepy.
Well, you asked, so
yeah,
I had
true.
To tell you why I wasn't creepy, and then now I am creepy because you wondered why I wasn't creepy, but you didn't know I was creepy. It's
what's the whole thing. What's this Mr. T stuff you're talking to our producer about?
Okay, so I'm a Mr. T, avid Mr. T enthusiast.
Uh-huh.
I have a unworn Mr. T shirts. I have Mr. T action figures, unopened original figure, by the way. Anyhow, they re-released, In 2006, they released Rocky 30th Anniversary figures. Well, over the years, I never got a Mr. T, and I found out they're like $50 or so to get an unopened, and I don't even know, like, you know, I really don't want to pay real high for an open figure. So that was a problem. I'm like, well, I'll just have to live with it, kind of like all my other failings. But then a company called NECA, N-E-C-A, they released 40th Anniversary figures. I accidentally found them the other day, and now I could get a Mr. T figure that looks really nice, and they had Rocky, of course.
How much are they?
See, the one price I seen, they were like $15.99, but then my brother said one of the things he checked out, it was basically the shipping was twice as high. But, you know, even at that rate, it's still cheaper than $50.
I'm going to have to keep an eye out at Goodwills and garage sales to see if I can find any things like that. Okay, here's a would-you-rather question, Jerome. Would you rather be Mr. T or Hulk Hogan?
Mr. T.
Okay, why?
Because he's a very humble guy nowadays. He loves his mama. He's a very sweet guy. And Hulk Hogan is a hot mess. Just, you know. His family, they let him out of that cage, and it's like, put him back in. Barricade in front of it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Hogan's so full of Hulk Hogan, he gets in his own way. And, I'm a big Hulk Hogan enthusiast, too. I have probably, 30 or more unopened Hulk Hogan figures. That might be, you know, let's give or take, I don't know how many.
Is that your secret retirement fund, these Hulk Hogan figures?
I'd rather put on lipstick and try my way in Vegas before I would sell my action figures.
Okay.
But, I was telling also Mike that a little snippet about Rocky Balboa or Sylvester Stallone. They were going to actually put Rocky or Sylvester Stallone, I'm not sure which entity you want to go with or what is the correct one, in the G.I. Joe action figure line back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever reason, the negotiations or the project fell through. And so they had the bad guy that was going to be his nemesis or one of his nemesises in the collection. He had boxing gloves and like a metal mask.
Wow.
And he ended up in the collection, but Rocky Balboa never ended up in it. So it's like, why does this guy have boxing gloves and everybody else has cannons?
Well, you know, history is being made every night, Jerome, and one day someone will get that at a trivia night and they'll know, or probably not. I want to say, Jerome, I'm glad you called in and shared these Mr. T stories. I'm going to have to look for this thing. The company NECA, N-E-C-A. I'm going to see what kind of other figures they got. That sounds like fun. Every once in a while, I'll go to Savers. There's like different companies that are like Goodwill, Salvation Army, Savers, things like that. You can go to this section where they have a bag of like random action figures. And you're inspiring me to go and look and see if I can purchase one just to have it up on a shelf somewhere. Or maybe even here in the office, I can put it up by my computer. I'm sure no one will steal them. Yeah, right.
I've gotten a few like Superman and David Hasselhoff at Knight Rider, or Michael Knight, I should say, figures like that. And, that's a pretty good way to do that. Yeah, you can give the rest of them away to little kids or something.
Would you rather be Knight Rider or David Hasselhoff or Magnum P.I.?
David Hasselhoff because he got all the beautiful women, and you know Magnum PI got women, but he was such a cheese ball. I mean,
but he did it all without the aid of his car was. They both had really cool cars. Well, I don't know. All right,
it
Jerome.
Was like a friend, though.
That's fine. Yeah, that would be nice to have a friend in a car. It really would. Hey, Jerome, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no problem, and I'll miss you guys until the next time we talk.
I will too, Jerome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
I'm like Kit. I'm your Kit. Your if you're listening in the car right now, I'm like your personal Kit. So I can talk like Kit. I never watched Knight Rider. I don't know. How does Kit talk? It's just like the guy, Mr. Feeney, from the one show in the 90s, the kid show. What was that called? Yeah, Boy Meets World. It was just that guy. Didn't he just talk normal? Make sure to turn it right, Knight Rider. What was David Hasselhoff's character's name? I just don't know. If someone knows, text it to me. If you can help me with this 80s trivia. Never got into it. I did get into Magnum PI, which I really enjoyed. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. You know, there was a time when I graduated from college, and I was watching Magnum PI, and they were going through the series on television. It was on, like, WGN or something like that. And it got to the point where there was a cliffhanger where Magnum dies, and he's at the pearly gates. And then they reset the series from episode one, and they never resolved it. It's like they went up to the end of one season and then a reset. So I've only seen it up to the part where he dies, and I don't know what happens after that. I want a spoiler alert from a 30-year-old show. All right. You want to talk about television shows? Maybe we'll do that next. You see Roseanne? Roseanne made a huge debut this week on ABC. And, you know, Fox is considering bringing back another big star from the 90s. And if you're a fan of The Office, there's a suggestion from John Krasinski, who had played Jim, of what he would like to see happen to that series. Oh, some awesome TV stuff. Now, if you watched Roseanne this week, what did you think? Is it as good as everyone says it is? Was it just as spectacular as you hoped it would be? Was it even better? Did it shatter your expectations? Were you one of the 18-plus million people that watched it? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's talk a little. Roseanne on Overnight America, KMOX.
Hey, everybody. This is the first dinner together we've had as a family in a long time. Let's try to survive it. Oh, yeah. First, let's say grace. Jackie, would you like to take a knee?
Oh, that's funny. All right. Has anyone watched Roseanne? I haven't seen it. It's on. I'm going to try to catch up this weekend. Maybe I'll watch it. I don't know. After the kid goes to bed. Karen, did you actually end up watching Roseanne this week?
Yes, I did. And it was like they never left.
Really? So you liked it or didn't like it?
Oh, I liked it a lot.
What did you like about it?
Well, the main reason is because we got to get the opinion of the ride across. It's always the left on everything, all the TV shows now, and it was just really good to have someone that could come back, you know, do a great little joke on the other side. It was just, and they were all really funny.
It goes to show you, Karen, how bad the television and movies are anymore, where it's been how many years since we've had anyone that could even joke with a conservative point of view? It's been so long. It's insane.
Long, long time. Too long. But it was, yeah, you should watch it. You definitely should watch it.
I got to put it on my list. I got so many things I need to watch. There was that Alex Inc. that came out this week. It was about the podcast story. So some years back, there was a person that started a podcast company, and they created a television show around that experience of him starting it up. I really wanted to see that because I love podcasting. And, you know, podcasting in itself is related to radio based on, you know, it's an audio medium. So I got to check that out, and I got to check Roseanne out. Now, two things I'll try. Hey, thanks, Karen. I'm glad you're giving it the thumbs up.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right. She's one of the 18.5 million people that watched it this week. Here's another clip. Let me listen to another.
Oh, it's my little princess.
Or senator, or doctor, or captain of industry, because girls can be whatever they want to be.
I want to train cats to bark.
Good. I think it's cool. And Jackie thinks every girl should grow up and be president, even if they're a liar, liar, pantsuit on fire.
I think we know who's a liar and who's on fire, Roseanne.
That's funny. Come on. That's funny. I hope it was a real studio audience laughing at that sort of thing, and I hope they had fun making it. Here's a text message. Let's see. Clavin, funny how just a few weeks ago during the award shows, everyone was whining about the need to keep politics out of television. Now with Roseanne, they are celebrating it, heading home from work, and I'll check it out on demand, 3 days off. All right, so during the award ceremony, I don't know if it's people, I think they were more like, keep the political rants off the stage about how terrible the president is. And I think we have enough of it. It's like, how many times do you have to get hit over the head with the liberal media message, in the Hollywood message of anything that's conservative in thought or anything Republican in thought is the stupidest thing and the thing to be mocked and ridiculed. And it was what really led to President Trump getting into office. They were just tired of this sort of thing. You know, even CNN's Brian Stetler was talking about this.
This really is remarkable, and remarkable both as a business story and also as a political or cultural story. You know, normally a new sitcom debuts in 2018 in a world where there's thousands of options all over TV and Netflix, and you're lucky to get five. Really lucky to get 10 million viewers. Yeah. Roseanne bringing in 18 million viewers is a testament both to the idea of reboots, you know, the idea that everything old is new again. You bring this show back, people loved it before, they love it again. And it's also a testament to where the country is. You know, here's a screen that shows both the ratings for Roseanne, which actually drew a higher audience than the series finale almost 20 years ago.
Which is
21
remarkable,
years ago.
Which is amazing.
That never happens. We put the 60 Minutes ratings on here as well to put this in perspective, that all things Trump seem to be ratings gold. Right.
All right, so of course they put the Stormy Daniels interview on. Way to go, CNN. Brian Stelter there. Yeah, put on the Stormy Daniels. Let's put that into comparison. Notice how the way he was bringing this up, he said, well, let's talk about reboots are popular. So doesn't give credit to the comedy style or the way she's deciding to bring up jokes about today's political culture and how real people talk about it or debate about it or what a real household is a better representative of a real household. He skips all those things. What does he say? Let's put up the ratings of Stormy Daniels over the weekend to put it in perspective. He continued.
And of course, this is going to be a little bit of a reminder to Hollywood that there's a lot of room for shows about families that live in big cities. There's also room for shows about working class families like the Roseanne family that is portrayed on the show.
Hmm. So you're saying this whole flyover stuff that Hillary Clinton was making fun of just a couple of weeks ago? Maybe she's on the wrong side of trying to generalize those sort of people. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hillary Clinton wrong again. You know, Roseanne Barr actually got a call, a very special phone call from a very special person. Here's an interview she had on Good Morning America.
It was pretty exciting, I'll tell you that much. They said, hold please for the President of the United States of America. And, you know, that was about the most exciting thing ever. You know, he's just happy for me. I've known him for many years, and he's done a lot of nice things for me over the years, and so it was just a friendly conversation about work and you know, television and ratings.
Yeah, well, he's a television guy, she's a television woman. 18.2 million viewers was what she received on that Wednesday night. Man, that is unbelievable. It is so good. You know, there's another show and another famous actor from the 90s that they're thinking about rebooting one of his shows. Not Home Improvement, but Last Man Standing, Tim Allen, one of the biggest stars during that 90 period, just like Roseanne in the late 80s, early 90s. Due to the success of Roseanne, Fox is considering bringing back Last Man Standing in their conservative-leaning television show. You know, they had over 100 episodes, even more than that, and they're considering it, TMZ reporting it. And it's kind of interesting if you think about it. They're seriously considering bringing it back. The irony, TMZ reported, we're told the success of Roseanne has intrigued Fox because there appears to be a big Trump-supporting audience out there. Fox produced the show when it aired on ABC, and we're told the talk now is to possibly reboot it and put it on Fox. I think they would be willing to do that sort of thing. They're not kidding, Allen told Kimmel. You got to be real careful out there. You get beat up if you don't believe what everyone believes. You know, and even Tim Allen is a pretty conservative guy, at least to some of his leanings. He's joked about it in the past and wasn't afraid of it. Did any of you watch The Office? John Krasinski played Jim on The Office, and he's in a new movie that's out. I just saw the commercial run here on whatever one of these networks we got at the CBS or whatever. And it's supposed to be a horror movie and he's supposed to look real scary and he's real buff and scary. John Krasinski played the love interest of Jenna Fischer, very famous St. Louisan. And now he put out an idea of what The Office should do. They said they should remake it. NBC's The Office, a remake of a British series that went off the air only 5 years ago, is already getting a reportedly comeback for a 2018-9 season. Jenna Fischer thinks it's a great idea. One could defy the odds again. When asked about a potential reboot by IndieWire, John Krasinski said, "It's one of those things where I'm sure people don't believe me when I say I would totally do it, because the truth is I would totally do it," he continued. "I don't think anybody in our show sees that we didn't end it the way we wanted to end it. We're one of the very lucky shows that got to end when we wanted to, how we wanted to. But if The Office did come back, how would it work?" He says, "I think the UK thing that I always have pitched and wanted to do is the Christmas special, where we do a Christmas special this year, and the 2 years from now or 3 years from now, we do another one. I love the idea coming back, finding out where everyone is. I would totally be in for that." I watched the original Office UK series. It's a pretty short series. In the UK, the only run, limited run amounts of episodes. In the UK, and this series was so well-loved. I mean, they tried it here in the United States. They didn't know if it would work. And even the first season was a little rocky until it kind of caught that cult following. But when I watched the UK version, a lot of the same storylines were shared because, you know, you have Ricky Gervais who, and Stephen Merchant was also a co-writer and one of the creators of the show was also very involved here in the United States one. But the way the UK version ended, and if you don't want to have this spoiled to you, it's been off the air for like 15 or 20 years, so I don't feel like much of a spoiler alert, but the UK version followed, which would have been the Jim and Pam storyline. They're two equivalent versions of it. And they ended the series where they weren't together. And the Christmas special, which came back later, is what brought them together. So they had the Christmas party, and the Jim character got a very intimate type of present for the Pam character, which was a painting set to say, you know, best of luck to you. It was almost like his way of saying, I'll probably never see you again. It was the last time they were expected to see each other. And here's this oil painting set that I want to support you in this sort of way as a goodbye. And she realized, oh, that was the moment she realized she loved him. And then they had that big reunited moment at the end. And it was the big, oh, I can't believe they're doing it. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. Now, that was something that happened in the U.S. version of The Office, like in season 3 or 4. So it was pretty early on. And they developed the storyline way past that at some certain. So it's not like if they were talking about a Christmas special, it would follow what happened in the UK series. It would, but, you know, something cool could happen. Who knows? I don't know if all the actors would come back, but it seems like all of them that are on Twitter actively are okay with it, except for Rainn Wilson, the one that played Dwight. I don't think he'd be on board. He's always grumpy about this sort of thing, never wanting to bring The Office back ever again, but everyone else is on board. So I don't know. Just think about how the Michael character could joke about Trump and Clinton and all these things. Oh, wouldn't that be great? All right, coming up, I want to talk about one other thing, too. So this is what's going on in television. Over the weekend, the countdown begins for the fallen Chinese space station. Are you going to have some Chinese junk falling from the sky right onto your house, through your roof, and onto your children's bed? The answer is no. But the way the reports are, it's still scary. It's coming up next in Overnight America, KMOX. Jeff on Twitter just messaged me, our friend from Ferguson there. Fox needs to bring back two shows, Sliders and Space Above. I remember Sliders, but I don't remember Face Above. Big fan of Sliders. You go to White Castle, you put down about 4 or 5. You know, the president and CEO of White Castle is coming to town next week for a speaking engagement, and he's going to be coming in here, and I'm going to be doing an interview with him for the business show. If you haven't heard that, The Business of Family Business, which runs on Saturdays. And that's going to be pretty cool. So I'm going to sit down and talk to White Castle as a company. Just think of where that branding has been. I mean, they're in supermarkets where you can buy them in the freezer section and heat up the burgers if you want to. And they're in pop culture. And, you know, they had that Harold and Kumar Drive to White Castle movie. And man, people notoriously love those sliders. I do too. I've lived in areas where they're not accessible. There's no White Castles, and I went crazy for them when I moved to an area that did have them. Like here, we go there all the time. Well, okay, maybe not all the time, but I wait till the coupons come in the mail, and then I use the coupons. I'm one of those guys. So I know that's not the type of sliders you mean. I remember it was the Jerry O'Donnell. Is that the actor's name? It's something like that. And it was a pretty good show. I mean, they were going from like parallel universe to parallel universe. It was almost like Quantum Leap with a group of people. So I thought that was pretty cool. Oh, look at that. Clavin texting in and saying, funny how you mentioned White Castle. That's exactly where I'm headed before I go home. Well, good for you. That's always a good thing. You know, Kevin Colleen. Oh, Bring Back Firefly. I don't know why people like that show so much. I watched a couple episodes and didn't get into it. People act like it's the greatest show in the history of television that got canceled. And it's like the fanfare. Maybe I just didn't give it enough time. Maybe I got to give it another shot. Yeah, Clavin going to drive through there. You know, Kevin Kline brought some in to the studio a couple nights ago. I ate some, and I was burping them for the rest of the night. And boy, did I regret nothing. Regret nothing. Did you hear what fired FBI official Andrew McCabe's doing? Now he's soliciting online donations for his legal fund. Kind of sad. Support for Andrew McCabe has been overwhelming, humbling, and deeply appreciated. Melissa Schwartz, a spokesperson for McCabe, tweeted out, unfortunately, the need for a legal defense fund is growing. McCabe, the top FBI official, fired by Attorney General Sessions hours before his planned retirement, is now soliciting donations online for his legal fund. Is it a mean thing to do? Was that mean for them to do? Well, is it the right thing to do? Did he lie? Did he misrepresent? Did he do something that no other person in that position should do in the future and he need to send a lesson? Well, yeah, he did all of those things. So Sessions fired McCabe earlier this month after the Department of Justice Investigator General determined McCabe was not truthful during his review of the Clinton email investigation. The FBI Office of Professional Responsibility recommended his firing, okay? The FBI Office of Professional Responsibility recommended it. Retirement or not, or whatever it was, you don't just overlook something that serious. So they did it, and they fired him. So he's trying to get his legal funds up to $150,000. There he is. He's it shows a picture of him. Looks, I'm going to guess, his wife, his kids, and his service dog. I don't know if any of them actually need a service dog. It's a golden retriever wearing this sort of like service-esque vest on him. But that's what they show, and apparently they're trying to get the goal up to $250,000. He says the legal defense fund is needed because he will likely have to respond to congressional inquiries, as well as the Department of Justice Investigator General the Inspector General's investigation of any potential lawsuits he might consider. Well, you put yourself in that situation, man. I don't like that you're going to go broke defending yourself, but you know what? I think the FBI made the right decision. They had to. If he lied, he lied. And they made the recommendation, and they lived by it, and they moved by it. What do you think was going to happen? You know, someone else that got the boot, but he's not going down without a fight either, mostly because he's been very vocal. Fired Veterans Affairs Secretary claims he was potentially knifed. Quote, "It should not be this hard to serve your country." No longer muzzled. Shulkin takes on Trump's White House. You know, Trump was in Ohio talking about why he fired Shulkin. Here, take a listen. And he was the one that was ahead of and taking care of the veterans. And think about all the mess we have when it comes to the VA system right now. Still a problem.
25-day wait. There's a six-month wait. Guys are online and women. They're vets. They're great. They're our greatest people. And they got a problem. And it could be fixed by the time they see the doctor. It's over. It's over. Not going to happen. We're going to have real choice. That's why I made some changes, because I wasn't happy with the speed with which our veterans were taken care of.
Well, there's that, and also the question if he was using funds, taxpayer funds, to travel and send his wife and these vacations and things like that. And he was asked by that. Salkin was asked on NPR if there was anything wrong with this trip that he used your tax dollar money for.
There was nothing improper about this trip. I think that this was really just being used in a political context to try to make sure that I wasn't as effective as a leader moving forward.
He continued on NPR.
There are many political appointees in the VA that believe that we are moving in the wrong direction or weren't moving fast enough towards privatizing the VA. As I've always said, I think that it's essential for national security and for the country that we honor our commitment by having a strong VA. I was not against reforming VA, but I was against privatization. And I think that it was really the political appointees that were trying to undermine our efforts at VA.
All right, let's not forget, though, he came under criticism after the VA Inspector General's report accused him of improperly accepting tickets to the Wimbledon tennis tournament and using his staff at the VA to arrange a sightseeing tour. He repaid, apparently, the alleged misconduct, but, you know, sometimes it's too late. I mean, you can repay after you get caught, but is that the system we want to run? You do what you want until you get caught, and then, oh, I'll repay then. All right, so just another brick in the wall. When it comes to fired to the White House. All right, another hour of Overnight continues on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.